Monday, May 23rd, and this is a reading from Divine Mercy in My Soul, the Diary of St. Faustina. In her notebook, too, Diary Entry 718, St. Faustina writes, "After Holy Communion, I heard these words," and this is a quote from Jesus, quote, "You see what you are of yourself, but do not be frightened at this. If I were to reveal to you the whole misery that you are, you would die of terror. However, be aware of what you are. Because you are such great misery, I have revealed to you the whole ocean of my mercy. I seek and desire souls like yours, but they are few. Your great trust in me forces me to continually grant you graces. You have great and incomprehensible rights over my heart, for you are a daughter of complete trust. You would not have been able to bear the magnitude of the love with which I have for you if I had revealed it to you fully here on earth. I often give you a glimpse of it, but know that this is only an acceptable grace from me. My love and mercy knows no bounds." End quote. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Most merciful Lord Jesus, I know that I am in complete misery and horror. And the fact that you've given me any opportunity to draw closely to you is a mystery to me. And because of my great misery, I only ask that you continue to let me grow closer to you. Help me to be aware of my wretchedness and my sin. And in seeing this miserable condition, help me, Lord, to turn to you more deeply in my despair. Help me to trust you and never turn away from you, and to grow continually deeper in that love of you and trust in you, so that your heart may be open to me as it was to St. Faustina, and you'll pour down your graces upon me and eventually bring me into your heavenly kingdom. Lord, help me today to love you more than I already do, to trust you more than I already do, to help me to know your will for me in my life and to follow the path you've established for me, to love my neighbor as you love me and to forgive my neighbor as you forgive me, and to help continue to spread the good news of your divine mercy. And Lord, I ask all of this in your heavenly name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.